Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Welcome. My topic today is celebrating life. How many ways do you celebrate life? How many of you are too busy worrying about all the things going on in the world? That's one of the problems of the amazing media system in the world today. We know too much. Every day we get to find out all the bad things that happened all over the world. First thing in the morning, if we're foolish enough to turn on the TV or the computer. So one of the things that's so important for us to do is remember what we've been taught. And that is, there are always wars. There are always rumors of wars. There are always traumas. There's always drama. There's always something about which you can be upset. Guaranteed. The other thing you have to remember that we've already been taught is that we create our life from what we believe. So if you go around through your day completely engulfed with the mass media, with the traumas of people all around the world, you will not have a happy life. You can create what kind of life you want, and I'm encouraging celebration. Celebrating life. Now, we all have troubles. We all have things we don't like. But one of the things we could actually do is begin to learn to celebrate those occurrences. Even the things that seem the most horrible at the time they're occurring to us, we can celebrate this by saying, "Wow, what an opportunity to learn something. I hope I do it fast." So, all of you have had traumas, difficulties, things you didn't think were supposed to be celebrated. But as you move through them, remember, celebrating them is going to help you. It's going to set a different vibration for your process. Celebrating the existence of your body, the fact that you're alive. You get to my age, you do that every morning. You wake up, you say, "Oh God, I thank you, I'm alive. This is really great. Oh, I can sit up, stand up, walk." So we want to be aware that we make our lives from what we believe. How we think, how we see the world, how we relate to it. We're blessed here at CDM because we have spiritual information that can help us get through some of these life challenges with more grace and the ability to celebrate. So one of the things we want to do today is practice our information together, and those of you who are new, to learn the information and take what you can with you so that you can begin to celebrate life's little experiences and life's big experiences. Oh, great, I get to go to the hospital and see my friend today. I know we're all going to be so happy about this. And it may not seem the way you should deal with it, but what if you go and visit your friend with, "Oh, this is terrible, this is so horrible, this is a miserable thing." You take that to your friend, don't you? Instead of, "Hey, you're alive, you're getting help, things are moving." Reminds me of a story of a lady I knew in Vancouver, BC, and she had found that she had a very disturbing illness, and all she could talk about was her death and how she was not only dying, she believed she was dead. And so I said to her, "You look very alive to me. You don't look dead at all. Have you ever thought about celebrating the fact that you are alive?" And it made her very angry, but she ended up living for many, many, many years and learning how to be more involved with celebrating her life instead of being down in the mouth about, "I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die." Well, yes, we all are, but not today. All right. So today I want our focus to be on celebrating life. And you're just in time because I'm going to teach you guys something that we all need to know and do to truly be able to celebrate life. So I'm going to ask you to just sit with your feet flat on the floor and your hands separated in your lap, because what that does is create an open system of energy motion. And we want to have our energy moving within ourselves. Sometimes when you go to a party or something, you cross your arms and cross your feet and whatever. You're closing down because there's so much going on. But here you are communing with yourself and your concept of God. It's a time to have an open system. And then just close your eyes, and that helps you tune out the physical world, and it helps you tune into the world within you. And I highly recommend you take some nice deep breaths. Bodies need oxygen. You do not. You are spirit. Your body is your physical vessel, and it needs oxygen. So take some nice deep breaths and just relax your body. Let yourself be here with your body. You are spirit. Your body is your vessel. So what you're going to learn this morning is how to deal with that nice body that you have. And the number one step to take to get to know yourself is to ground. We're all an electrical energy field. And with our electrical energy field, we need to ground it, just like an electricity, you know, running through a wire in the wall. It needs to be grounded. So to ground, just create a flow of energy that moves from near the base of your spine. This is a place that we call the first chakra. And it relates to how you, the spirit, want to create in this physical world. You know, create where you live, how you make a living, money, relationships, all kinds of things. Just how you want to manifest in the physical world. So allow a flow of energy to go from here at the first chakra, through the chair, through the floor, and through all the layers of the earth until that grounding cord reaches the center of the earth. Remember to breathe. Let your breathing help you send the energy from your body to the earth. This is the foundation of not only meditation, but the foundation of a life worth living. Because you, the spirit, are connecting yourself to your body, and you and your body to the planet. I'm sure everybody here has had the experience of feeling spacey, out of it, unfocused. That's being ungrounded. Increase your grounding and you return to a focused space where you are in charge instead of your neighbor or the person tailgating you. I'm going to give you just a moment of silence just to enjoy being grounded. Now, I've already mentioned you are spirit. So I want you to get to know yourself a lot better by coming into your body. And the place to be in the body is the center of your head. You, the spirit, perceive yourself and others as a bright spark of light. You are the light and the life of the body. So allow that brilliant spark that is you to come to the top of your head. Just sit at the top of your head. Be still. You may feel a warmth or a tingling or a presence. Don't worry if you don't feel anything. It can take a little while to get spirit and body back in communication. Remember to breathe. Your grounding is so important as you come into the body and begin to consciously create within it because it makes the body safe. You, the spirit, are an extremely high vital energy. The body is a much lower vibration. And grounding helps you bring spirit and body together safely. So take another nice deep breath or two and let yourself, that bright spark of light, flow from the top of your head into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Remember breathing. This can be a surprise to the body because you have so much energy. Again, I'll give you a moment of silence to experience both your grounding and your spiritual presence in the center of your head. Be aware of your body around you. If you do not see that bright light in the center of your head, don't worry, you're just floating around up above it somewhere. It can take some time to bring spirit and body together. And the thing that can help you do that is your grounding. Now we're focusing on celebrating life. So I want you right now to be aware of how your grounding can help you celebrate your life. It can give you a focus, an awareness of you, the spirit, an ability to be in charge of what you're creating. Take a nice deep breath. And take a moment and meditate on something you believe is worth celebrating in your life. Just make a list. You may find there's a longer list than you believe. You might start with, oh, you have a body and it's alive. Maybe you want to celebrate a good relationship. Or you want to celebrate that you have enough to eat. Make a list. How long is that list about all the things you have to celebrate? You have a warm, dry place to sleep. You have friends to have fun with. So many things to celebrate. Again, give you a moment of silence just to meditate on all the things you have to celebrate and notice how that affects your state of being. Bodies love to celebrate. Spirit is a celebration. Wow, what if you let yourself have more celebration in the body? Might make it more fun for you to be there. Use your grounding to let go of the things that keep you focused on all that you have to fix, all that you don't like. Let it go. Don't even think about it. Put your attention and your thoughts and your energy on what you want to celebrate. It could be a big thing or it could be a small thing. Oh, I had coffee in the house this morning. Now, one of the things about life is we get taught so many things from the time we're conceived through life. And unfortunately, one of the things that most of us got taught is some things are just not appropriate to celebrate. Maybe you even got punished for doing the wrong thing at the wrong place and you were celebrating. Maybe you felt joyous about someone's death. And the rest of the group said, that's very bad. Probably happened when you were a child and you didn't know better than to celebrate the passage into the spiritual realm. Because all the adults around you were so focused on the physical. Take a moment and use your grounding to release anything that you learned that you don't want anymore about how you celebrate. Just let it go down your grounding cord. Another wonderful aspect of grounding is that we can use it to release anything we no longer want. From the center of your head, focus your attention on all the things to celebrate in your life. And with your grounding, release anything that says no. What happens to you when you begin to celebrate? I'm sure everybody around you will have more fun. Right, be here in the present moment, and the easiest way to come into the present is to pay attention to your breathing, tune in to your heartbeat. Your body is always in the present, and so when you pay a little attention to it, you come into the present. It's so simple. Now, I want us to tune in to one of my favorite teachers. There have been some fantastic teachers on this planet. And one of my favorites was Jesus, and the reason is because he knew how to celebrate. He knew how to have a party. He loved to drink wine. In fact, his first miracle was to turn water into wine at a wedding. What a celebration! Take a nice deep breath, and I want you to say hello to Jesus and be in the present with this great soul. Tune in to Jesus as the man who knew how to celebrate. There's so much about Jesus that's misinformation. His disciples were both women and men. He hung out with all kinds of people, broke all the rules, had a lot of fun doing it. Use your grounding to let go of your misconceptions about this wonderful soul. Then I want you to tune in to him and communicate with him in the present about celebrating and how it changes your energy and creates a healing within and around you. So take a few minutes and meditate with Jesus about celebrating life. Ask Jesus for permission to celebrate your life. Notice that many of the things you're releasing are what you might call rules. Well, you can't have too much fun. Don't laugh too loud. Don't hang out with those people. Notice how Jesus celebrated life by moving through it as a loving presence. Loving does not mean nice. It means a loving, accepting presence. And ask Jesus to give you some personal, specific information about celebrating your life. ask Jesus to give you a healing to help you melt away and allow to flow down your grounding interference to you celebrating your life every moment, what you consider the good part and the bad. Receive the healing from Jesus. The man who was called a drunkard, a wine bibber, a glutton. He loved to celebrate life. And those who made the rules did not approve of his joy, his celebration. The power of love. Thank Jesus. Let him go. He's always with us anytime we want to call on this presence. He and Buddha, Lao Tzu, and many others have essentially devoted their energy to helping us, see that we are spirit, we are part of God, and we are here creating, learning and growing, sometimes stumbling, sometimes falling. But getting up and moving forward and celebrating our existence. Human beings are truly amazing. Now, let's create a ball of bright gold energy, everybody, right above your head, like a big golden sun above your head. And allow that gold energy just to flow into and through you. And just let it pass through you into the earth. So we'll be raising our vibration, our body's vibration, and our planet's vibration all at the same time. Allow that gold energy to help you celebrate. It's just like all the cells in your body get to have a party. And you don't even have to have a hangover. Meditation is so wonderful. It's free. You can do it anywhere, anytime, and they have not figured out how to tax it. Let that gold energy flow through you and present a vibration of celebration to you and to the world. Be aware of all the great teachers and their aspect of celebration. The laughing Buddha, Jesus at parties, when my late husband and I first started this organization, we used to say, well, if we have a big success, we're going to have a party and celebrate. And if things don't go right, we're going to have a party and celebrate. And that was what we founded it on, celebration. Celebration of our existence, celebration we were able to manifest this into the world. And it's still going after 40 years. Do you have enough celebration in your life and about your life? Can you celebrate what most people would call your mistakes? I've done some things that at the time I just thought, oh man, this is just awful. And later look back at it and go, my gosh, that was fantastic. That was so important. in my learning process. Give yourself permission to celebrate something through which you have passed in this lifetime. And celebrate what you learned from that experience and are probably still learning from that experience. Let that gold energy move through you and help you in your celebration. Now here at CDM, we believe the most important thing we do is communicate with our God. And I'm going to say your God because we all have our own individual relationship with what we call God. We're all part of the cosmic consciousness or God. There is no name for this. I use God because most people understand what I'm saying. So I want you to be aware of that gold energy moving through you and helping you raise the vibration in your body to make it easier for your communication with your God. God is all things, and we're all part of it. So increase your grounding to make your body feel safe. Be there in the center of your head and say hello to your God. You may feel a presence, you may simply have an awareness, you may hear words. Everyone has their own way of communicating with their God. And I would like for you to please meditate with your God about celebrating your life. Every life is worth celebration. Take a nice deep breath. Bring your attention back to your body and the physical world. Be aware that you are always with God. God is always with you. Actually, we're not always with God. Sometimes we take our attention off. We forget and hang up the phone. But God is always with us. Bring your attention back to this physical body and celebrate its existence. Because without this nice body for you, the spirit, to create through, you wouldn't be able to experience the incredible dynamic changes happening on planet Earth now. This is the time to be here. Some people are fighting it and resisting it, and that's causing the fear and the hate and the disturbance. So the more we accept and celebrate life and the spiritual changes that are being offered us, the more we help the entire world, not just ourselves. Check your grounding. Focus in the center of your head, where you, the spirit, can be neutral and allow your spiritual perspective to enter your physical consciousness. And last but not least, let's celebrate that we know this fantastic spiritual information. When you're ready, if you'd like to just take a nice deep breath and open your eyes, you might want to pat your knee to get your body's attention. I'm back. Bend forward and release a little energy from your arms and shoulders. When you're ready, you can sit up and say hello. Hello, hello. Go out and celebrate the rest of the week. Just any excuse. Go ahead and enjoy the week. Regardless of what's happening in the world, allow that joy to be within you, and then that's what you share with the world.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed healthcare or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.